Hey y'all, it's Izzy, and welcome back to my podcast, Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine. If you don't know what the show is about, then something's probably wrong with you because it is literally all in the name. So, last Saturday, Sadie and I were at school. I know, school on a Saturday, but trust me, it was for a good cause. We were meeting up with the rest of the robotics club. Sadie's cousin Caleb, Caleb's friend Zach, and Zach's friend Leo to work out the final details of our game plan right before the semifinal that was either gonna qualify us for robotics regionals or end our entire season. As far as interscholastic robot competitions go, it is basically the Super Bowl.
We're not making like huge adjustments, right? Just minor touch-ups? Because I don't feel like we should be making any big design changes right before the competition.
Don't worry, Sadie. The last minute soldering is purely decorational.
Last night, I completely reprogrammed the user interface.
Leo!
Why? My interface was completely operational. I stopped the running into walls problem and everything.
I cut down some unnecessary code, and now the reaction time's twice as fast.
You thought my code was unnecessary?
If we're gonna stand a chance against Jemison Magnet, we're gonna need all the improvements we can get.
Caleb texted the group chat. He's gonna be late because chickens got loose?
Yeah, Aunt Maria's in California at a quilting conference, and Uncle Charles is locked in his office inventing something, so Caleb's kind of in charge of the farm this weekend.
Aunt Maria is gonna be lucky if that place is still standing when she gets back.
Uncle Charles, I got the chickens back in the coop. I'm headed to the semifinals.
Thank you, Caleb. I hope you understand why I won't be in the audience.
Of course.
I'll be busy this morning on an expedition to study the evolution of algae in fresh and salt water across the last 25 millennia.
Yeah, no worries.
Also, despite my familial affection for you, a high school auditorium filled with shrieking children cheering on primitive robotic contraptions that I could have built myself at the age of 7 is technically my idea of torture. No offense.
None taken.
You know, Leo, I take it all back. Robert's code runs so much faster with your edits.
Thanks.
Izzy, for the last time, we're not naming our robot Robert.
Why not?
Jemison Magnet's Instagram page says their robot has pyrotechnic rockets to launch their remote-controlled Mars rover. How are we ever going to compete with that?
Show-offs.
Face it, if we had the budget for pyrotechnics, we'd do the same.
Are you defending the enemy?
We're not enemies, we're rivals, that's different.
Says you.
Okay, I have a confession. I applied to Jemison Magnet. It's like an hour away from my house, but it's a science and technology high school. And maybe this shouldn't be the deciding factor, but it's also named after Mae Jemison, you know, the astronaut, and she's like my hero. But telling Sadie that sophomore year we might not be in the same school for the first time since kindergarten, that was something I wasn't ready to face just yet. But lucky for me, before I had to undergo any more awkward questioning, Sadie's phone rang.
Hold on, Caleb's calling. Hey, what's up?
Have you ever heard the farmhouse going SOS?
Caleb, it's really hard to hear you.
Yeah, it's the alarm.
What alarm?
It's coming from Charles's office.
You know you're not allowed in there!
I'm pretty sure the rules don't apply when the whole house is sounding SOS.
Caleb, be careful, and don't touch anything on the workbench, especially the green vials. They're explosive. Found that out the hard way.
Sadie, is everything okay?
Sorry, I'm gonna have to step out.
What's up with Caleb?
You think it's about the time machine?
Zach, how do you... No one is even supposed to know about the thing.
Caleb and I had lunch with Cleopatra, like, last week. Pyramids? Super cool, by the way.
Wait, so Caleb's just been telling everyone about the time machine while Sadie and I are working overtime to keep it a secret?
What time machine?
How do you think I turn it off?
Have you called Aunt Maria?
She's not answering.
Call her again!
Oh, Caleb, can I call you later? The cloth and thread seminar is about to start.
Aunt Maria, the alarm in Charles's office is going off. Is that a problem?
Which one? The one near his desk, his workbench, or the mechanical swans?
Mechanical swans?
Because if it's the mechanical swans, don't worry about it. That alarm's always waking up half the neighborhood every other Tuesday. Faulty wiring, says Charles, and I keep telling him to fix it, but no. He's too busy with his research.
It's the alarm over the desk.
The desk alarm?
Is that bad?
While Caleb was busy ruining Aunt Maria's quilting conference, the rest of us were trying to explain time travel to Leo with mixed results.
So you're expecting me to just believe that the most advanced technology on the planet just happens to be your uncle's antique farm equipment?
That's the gist of it, yeah. Technically, I already explained it to you before, but in a parallel universe, so I guess that doesn't count. Hey, Caleb, you're on speaker, but it's just us.
Cool. So Aunt Maria said the alarm's the emergency alarm.
No kidding.
Which basically is an automatic alert system Charles installed in case anything catastrophic happens to the time tractor. Like if it crashes into an asteroid, or gets destroyed by a volcano, or it gets trapped in an interdimensional quicksand, or even...
So if the alarm is sounding and Uncle Charles isn't back yet...
Yeah, odds are he's lost in space-time.
Oh no.
Aunt Maria said she's taking the next flight back from California. And to not do anything crazy until she gets here.
Which means we're going time traveling, aren't we?
There's just one problem with that plan. Uncle Charles is missing, and so is the time tractor. No time machine means we're stuck in the present.
About that. I might have found a workaround. How soon can you be at the farm?
But what about semifinals?
I cannot believe I'm saying this, but some things are more important than robot battles. As quickly as we could, we all crammed in the back of Zach's car. I couldn't help but wonder, what was Caleb's workaround? Could there be a second time tractor? And most importantly, what could have happened to Uncle Charles so bad that he couldn't get back home?
Izzy, are you in here?
Yeah, Mom, I'm in here.
Why is your audio equipment all over your desk? You said you were finishing up your application to Jemison.
It's almost done.
The deadline's midnight tonight.
I know. Okay, to be honest, don't tell Mom, but I've kind of been putting off the Jemison application for like 3 weeks. Because I really want to go, but I also kind of don't. Because it's not all that easy for me to make friends. I can count them all on one hand without even using my thumb. And every single friend that I have is on the Riverside Heights robotics team. If I transfer next year to Jemison, our arch rival, I don't know, it kind of just feels like I'd be dancing with the enemy. Anyway, I guess I've got to stop recording and start finishing up my Jemison application, so I will pick back up this whole time travelogue story next time. Until then, signing off for now, Izzy. Huge shout out to the amazing cast of Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine.
Kathleen Friedman.
Carly Freeman.
Christian John Carr.
John Alexander Hatcher.
Nick Catapano.
Nicholas Marsalia.
Laura Babiak.
Gabrielle Charles.
This episode of Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine was written and produced by Carly Freeman. Our writer's room includes Laura Babiak, Gabrielle Charles, Maddie Schneider, and Kathleen Friedman. The Mixed Up Time Machine is a West 60th Productions podcast.